Stephanie Ping here, who is the CEO of a very interesting product. That's something that sprouted, I feel, more. It was out there during the pandemic.
Or before that, slightly before.
And slightly after, because during the pandemic is when people realized, actually, we don't need to have a permanent physical office.
Okay, so it's called a co-working space. So maybe Stephanie could tell us, for those who are not familiar with this whole concept yet, what exactly is a co-working space? So co-working space is like a whole bunch of cloud offices out there for you to use whenever you want. And it's usually very inspirational. I like to say that it's a Google offices everywhere for you to drop in and drop out.
Yeah, and then
you can just, you know, decide where in town you want to go to. And when you get in, it's cool, it's colorful, or it has, you know, the coolest amenities. Like, of course, the pantry, the free flow coffee, the meeting rooms, the massage chair.
What?
Massage chair.
Free flow coffee?
Games room, free flow coffee.
I want that.
Sleep pods. You name it.
Sleep pods. This is so Google.
Yes.
Hey, you wanna host the big show now in one of your butler?
Exactly.
You should have a studio, a soundproof studio, please.
That's an idea. We can have that.
Yes, and then you can have podcasters and us in.
After that, you can go take a nap and play PS4.
And then have coffee.
You feel like going to work now, right?
I love you both.
What?
We're hanging out with Stephanie Ping for Mixcraft to Chat. She is the CEO of Work. It's W-O-R-Q. It's a co-working space. And we just got a couple of questions that we have for her, like, what are some of the features, the qualities of, like, a productive co-working space? Next on your Mixed Breakfast.
Imagine a really fancy, nice-looking place where you can just, like, rent a small room or a table.
We got Stephanie Ping. She is the CEO of Work, W-O-R-Q. Okay, so you did mention that some of your office spaces, your co-working spaces, they kind of remind you of like a Google set in that sense, right? Are those kind of things really important? Like what contributes to a conducive working space? You know, what are some of the qualities?
That's right, yeah. I mean, oftentimes what we find is that people come there, they want to work in the most productive way. So, you know, there's many kinds of different pockets of work places over there. You have your quiet zone for those people who just need to have focused time. Then you have your collaborative zones, which are meeting rooms, you know, or boardrooms, or kind of like event space. And that's when they go and they go in a team and then they do a lot of discussions and team building and all that stuff. And then they essentially work the best way they need to work. It's no longer rules and rules of death, right? And then that space actually molds towards their daily needs.
Okay.
Lots of sunlight, all these kind of things.
You've got us really excited now. Of course, we're still thinking about a studio, a recording studio at Work.
Yeah.
Hey, where is Work located?
Klang Valley. We have a lot of locations in the suburbs. TTDI, Subang.
That one quite often.
Yes, the big sign on the Federal Highway.
Yeah.
Bangsa South at the University train station. There's one in the Curve, near the Curve.
Right.
And then KL Central. That's the one with all the train hubs, right? And then I lost count. There's 8 of them.
Wow.
And they're all in Klang Valley, except one is in Terengganu, in Pulau Perhentian.
No,
that that is the one that we're going to be recording our show from.
But there, let's talk about
it. Yeah, why? What is so far away?
Miss CEO, how about a trade here? Let me go and promote your workspace in Terengganu.
In Pulau Perhentian.
And we'll broadcast our show from there. How about it?
Of course, man. That one's the coolest one because you switch on a hill and then you can see the sea, and then after you're done you can go down for a snorkel. It's for the digital nomads. Work from anywhere, right?
Yes.
So work from paradise.
Exactly, right?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know how to feel about Stephanie. She came here to promote her business, but she fell into a trap.
We're very much bought in already.
Okay,
that's true.
We are her new ambassadors.
Now you have the paper for the fight.
The agreement is finding.
We're hanging out with Stephanie Ting. She's the CEO of Work, W-O-R-Q. for co-working spaces here in Malaysia. Now, if you ever thought about, you know, trying this thing out, how much would a co-working space cost? That's next on Demix Breakfast. We have Stephanie Ping. She owns a co-working space. She's the CEO of Work, W-O-R-Q, working in a rented out space somewhere, maybe in KL.
Exactly. You can get like a really awesome PO box without having to pay extra, right? Talking about money, Steffi, how much to rent a space at work?
So you can join as a member, which is, you know, going like at least a few months or month to month. Or you can also come in like day to day. So I'll just tell you, like the memberships are packages. Yes. Memberships are hot baths.
Okay.
For example.
Okay.
Hot baths. It starts from 300 ringgit per person
per month,
and then you can have access to all of this. And then what happens is you go inside as a hot desker, you don't get your own private room. Okay, you can sit in anywhere, the pantry, all the
but they have access to all the amenities.
Yes, and then you have access to the events that are happening over there, and then the perks and the benefits, the discounts that a lot of our partners give.
Yeah.
And then there's the private suite membership where you get your own room. Maybe you have a team, you have a company, and maybe you have 5 people or 3 people and you want your own space where you can put your own things and decorate it and put your files on all your things inside.
Yeah.
So lockable room, that's a membership that starts anywhere from 500 ringgit per month. And then you also don't need to be a member. You can come inside and buy a 1-day pass.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and then just use it for that day. Mm-hmm. And then you can rent a meeting room or a event space that's just for that afternoon and have access to all of that as well. So it just depends on how you want to do it. And then nowadays, there's something even cooler. You've got a company, let's say, you know, 50 people. Mm-hmm. And in treatment time, only 5 people come to office, right? Mm-hmm. People from home.
Yeah.
So we have a flexi desk package where you only pay for the usage while the rest of your team gets a pass as well.
That's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you so much, Stephanie, for being with us and for answering all of our questions. And once again, we would love for you to seriously consider having a recording studio and a booth in either one of the work.
Luckily, we don't have to pressure Stephanie to doing a recording booth because we just need to take our mics.
True.
And go to the space.
True, but it's nice to have that. And then think of the podcast market.
Yeah. Okay, so Terengganu, here we come.
Yeah.
For those of you wondering, work is spelled W-O-R-Q, correct?
Correct.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much. And if you want to get in touch with our Astro sales team, just head over to our website, mix.my. New sports updates, all next on Mix Breakfast.